to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And man, oh man, I'm so excited to finally be able to bring my next guest on to the program. And it's been a battle. Like, I can't even imagine the pressure that my friend has been under. We met, golly, in 2014. So about 8 years ago now, we met at Value Voters Summit. And we have stayed in contact ever since. What do they call that? DM?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
We
do that. We direct message. I've consistently let him know that I'm praying for him and have prayed for he and Denise both. They are an incredible example of faith. And what's crazy about this whole situation, and I brought this up so many times, the opposing coach, this whole thing, the opposing coach messages the principal. Now correct me if I'm wrong, but, and basically says, I was so impressed with the character of the young men and with the coach that coaches your high school football team. And with them praying, and that my guys went out and joined them, and I just wanted to give you accolades for your program. And the result of accolades for the program is, oh no, we've got to terminate the coach. We've got to stop this. This has to come to an end. We can't have this. We don't want good players with good character. Good God, we don't want that. I mean, it's, you just go, huh? What? So welcome, Coach Joe Kennedy. Great to have you. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here, buddy. It's great to see you, man. It has been a few years, but it's cool that we've stayed in contact since that very beginning.
Yes. Yes. It really is. Did I misstate any of that as far as kind of the operating or the beginning genesis of this situation?
No, that was absolutely correct. Yeah, it all came from a compliment. And of course, with any kind of compliment, the first thing you want to do is, you know, perform an investigation and then try to remove that, which, they tried and successfully did for the past 7 years. But here we are today and, things have changed a little bit.
Now, of course, there's a new superintendent as well. That guy's gone. Am I right? That guy's no longer there. But really the story here is, you know, you went out, you didn't broadcast, you went out and privately knelt down and would pray after the game to give honor to God that nobody got hurt, that there was good sportsmanship, and just as a positive influence, which it was for the school and the community and the players and everybody.
Yeah, it was so crazy that, you know, the superintendent, still a girl, you know, a friend of mine, and, it's just really interesting that, you know, these people that are, believers, you know, we're all brothers. We known each other for, you know, I think we coached or worked together for almost a decade before all this happened. And he goes to the same church as I do. I mean, we've been we're surrounded by, you know, fellow believers of, and also people of all kinds of faith, you know, throughout the Bremerton area. So it was just really interesting, the turn of events that happened with all these people who are just, I don't know, I don't know the right words for it, but to end up where we were.
Is it, do you think, Coach, that some of this is, you know, is fear? I mean, let's face it, you know, the ACLU, the progressive left, the atheists, I mean, they drove prayer out, they drove God out, good grief, they drove the Constitution out. I mean, you know, would you say that possibly a lot of this is a spirit of fear, that there's this, oh my gosh, I'm afraid of what, you know, of what's gonna happen if I stand up for God, if I bring God where somebody else doesn't want him to be.
Yeah, it's so weird, you know, that our country was founded on, you know, believers. Faith has been something that's been since the beginning of time. And it's so crazy to me to think that people today are afraid to stand up and say who they are, especially in this time, you know, where we hear all these buzzwords from, you know, all sides of inclusion and diversity. And, you know, we want to embrace all the differences that everybody has. Well, that applies to everybody equally. So if you're a person of faith, guess what? You absolutely have the exact same rights as somebody with no faith. It's not like you have to hide who you are. Man, live out your life proudly of who you are. I mean, you hear it on the news every day. I mean, we have months that are for every single thing upon the earth. So, you know, why can't we be Christians and people of faith every single day of the week?
And so that really begs the question, you know, you could have just kind of, you know, packed up your bags and said, okay, I'll go along. I mean, that was what they said. They said, look, Coach, just, you know, renounce this or stop this or don't do this anymore or, you know, quit praying, you know, go into the locker room, just get off the field, just go do it. At what point for you in that process, as you thought about what God was speaking to you about, what was it that you said, no, wait a minute, no, this, I need to do something different?
It really came down, I mean, like you said, it was a lot of pressure that happened. I don't know if everybody knows the backstory, but, you know, it wasn't like the school and I were on bad terms or, right. You know, like you said, you laid it out very well that, you know, the community and myself and my team, it was a great relationship. So the whole idea of everything is just, you know, I don't even know where to begin. It really just boggles my mind to think that all that pressure that was building up and it seemed like God was actually really quiet during those times.
Okay.
I wish he would have just said, hey, you're doing the right thing. That would have been a whole lot easier because my wife, she actually worked for the school district. You know, Denise,
right.
She was the HR director for the school district. And I had three kids that were at the high school at the time. So, this was a lot of pressure. And the weak side of me, there was times that I did want to just totally, you know, cave in. But, you know, one of my buddies, he's the founder and president of the atheist group in Kitsap County. I ended up going to lunch with him and he said, you know, you did what, that guy in the Bible couldn't do, and I wasn't tracking what he was saying. And he said, you know, that guy that, he turned his back on God three times, and he said, hey, aren't you one that you were with Jesus?
Wow. You know,
I'm still not.
You're still not following, right? Okay. Yeah. Well, it's an atheist guy. You're having lunch with an atheist and you're like going, and he's teaching you the Bible and you're going, huh? Oh, what?
Yeah. And he said three times the school district told you to turn your back on God. And three times he said, no, I'm going to remain faithful to my faith. And so that was one of the huge things. And then the final thing that I have to say that really solidified it, I mean, just totally bonded it, was when one of my football players said, hey, coach, can't you, just give in and, you know, stay with the team? And I knew at that exact second when he said I needed to, you know, back down, I knew I needed to stay in this fight because I asked my football players to just do ungodly things every single Friday night under the lights. You know, they're playing through pain,
Right.
You know, they have, you know, broken bones, they got bruises, and, you know, the whole world seems like it's against them at times, and I tell them to keep on fighting. Well, now all of a sudden, am I going to stop fighting because this became uncomfortable or it's, you know, inconvenient for me? No, I had to stand up and I had to continue to fight. And I knew that, that I had to be that role model for my team. You know, leadership by example is huge for me. And that was it. That was the time that told me, yeah, I needed to stay in this fight no matter what the cost.
It's interesting to me you bring up the lunch with the atheist, and I just from the perspective of here's a guy who is saying, hey, I don't, there's not a God. I don't believe there's a God. I believe this thing's, you know, kind of made up. I think man just needs a crutch and here's the crutch. And yet he recognized that what you were doing was impactful. That you were living out what you believed, and just like he is living out what he thinks is truth, he respected that you weren't just a guy who said it. You were a guy who said, I'm going to lay it all on the line. Whatever the consequences are going to be, that's fine because I'm going to choose God over man. And that's something, you know, he mentioned about Peter, right? And he denied him three times. But Peter was also the guy who said to the Sadducees and the Pharisees, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm not going to follow what man says. I'm going to do what God said to do, and I'm going to preach Jesus Christ.
Amen. And also, you know, me being a Marine for 20 years, the Constitution really means something to me. And that was part of the conversation with the atheists is because he really...
You mean you were a Marine? Well, now, you know, doesn't that just kind of figure for just a minute, right? The good old Marine.
Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
You know? And so he said, you know, I understand that this is hugely a constitutional thing. He really understood, you know, that, hey, I have the same rights as anybody else. And that's what he really recognized is that I was exercising my First Amendment rights like every American should. If he wanted to hate God, he could. If I wanted to love him, I can. And that's where we met together and actually had that conversation and saw eye to eye for the first time, which was awesome.
That really is something else. All right, we're getting ready to go in to a break. What I want to talk about when we come back is now, so you've gone through this prolonged battle, finally got to the Supreme Court, you've won the decision. What does that mean for people of faith as we move forward now?
Gotcha.
And how do we take this? Because this is just like the overturning of Roe v. Wade. This battle is not over. This is actually the beginning of the battle. It's only the first break of light. You mentioned being a Marine. It's kind of like waking up in the morning and you're out on the battlefield at first light. Okay. And you can kind of see, hey, you know what? We're starting to win this battle. We're starting to take this hill, but we ain't taken yet. This isn't over yet. We'll be back to talk about that right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So excited to have my good friend, Coach Joe Kennedy, I believe that I can say that truthfully. We have remained friends for 8 years now.
Absolutely.
About every several months, we would communicate back and forth, and I just, you know, knowing what the pressure that he was under, just keeping he and his wife and his family in prayer. God put that on my heart from the time that we met, and that continued the entire time. And his team, over at First Liberty, that continued to fight and battle for him. But now, you know, I've had Reverend Jim Harden on, who's, you know, his clinic was burnt down in Buffalo, and we've talked, and a lot of the pro-life folk, about the Roe v. Wade and what that means. But really all that means is now finally the states can decide. Clarence Thomas is under huge attack because of his speaking about, you know, marriage and religious freedom and what that's going to mean. Your case has been a huge spark of light and hope to a lot of people. But I think it's important for folks to know that this is not the end of a battle. This is the tip of the spear. This is the beginning. Can you speak to that, Joe?
Yeah. And that's the weirdest thing about all of this is that, you know, I was under the illusion that all people, you know, all people in America were fine with their faith and walking around exercising their constitutional rights. And, you know, I realized that that's not true. And just because we have one win, like you said, This is a very, very beginning. Like the Roe versus Wade, it didn't do anything except put it down to the level where we're supposed to be fighting our own fights instead of the government doing their overreach on us and dictating to us of, you know, what we can and cannot believe in. So yeah, this is really just the very beginning of it. So what it did is it took away, they have the thing called the lemon law. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there was a lemon test. It was back in 19, I think it was 71. So it was before Roe versus Wade. And that's what the test was for the whole establishment clause. That's where everybody gets all confused about, you know, the separation of church and state. And, you know, when they say, oh yeah, the establishment clause. Well, what it was a terrible, terrible test that basically just said to the reasonable observer, are they endorsing religion? Well, you know, we went from a heck of a stretch from Congress, you know, shall not, well, to every American. And that's where we're at right now is it removed that. It removed the lemon law. It overturned that case. So this is the first time in, what is it, 50 years?
Right.
51 years?
Right.
That we've actually had religious freedom like no other. That's five generations that have never understood.
Never experienced it. Yeah.
Yeah, what it is. Yeah. So we're all of a sudden now we're playing catch up, just like, you know, Roe versus Wade. Everybody thinks, oh, it overturned, you know, abortions are legal. No, it didn't change any of that. It just knocked it to a different level. And that's where we're at now. So when they removed that test, that's what the test was when, you know, all these religious monuments and, you know, the Ten Commandments in courthouses. They sure. took it away because none of those passed the lemon test. Well, now that it's gone, the government has to prove it's a burden on them to prove that it's now against,
that it somehow violates the First Amendment. At the end of the day, the bottom line is the government has to prove that what you're doing actually violates the First Amendment. Which is why they've been end arounding that, because I think they saw the writing on the wall. They saw how weak that was, and using corporations instead of the government to try to quell free speech and free expression of religion, by using businesses and these new ESG standards.
Right. And so now everybody could, hey, bring all that stuff back. That's where we need to be, is being able to, hey, go into work, put a Bible on your desk. Don't be afraid to talk who you are and your faith. It's not something you can hide. My lawyers, it's funny, all my guys at firstliberty.org, got to throw those guys in there.
There you go.
But at First Liberty, they, you know, like my buddy Jeremy has always said, it's not, religion is not something like a virus that needs to be, you know, sprayed with, you know, raid every time it comes out in public. You know, we don't have to disinfect everything anymore. It's perfectly fine. You're not going to catch the religion. It's not like something that is a bad thing. Live who you are. Be proud of who you are. I don't care what it is, but people of all faiths should never ever have to worry about, you know, being persecuted for their faith and their beliefs.
It's so critically important. I don't know. Do you have a few more minutes, or are you pressed for time?
I got all day for you, my friend.
Okay. All right. So we need to go into a break. When we come back, because look, our founders, and we alluded to this earlier, Joe, our nation was founded as a Christian nation. Forget about this idea that, oh, they were just kind of, they were sort of deists and they kind of had a faith. That is a lie. It's a lie. We were founded as a Christian nation because our founders had to choose between King George and King Jesus, and they chose King Jesus. And we now have the right, the liberty, the freedom to choose King Jesus again. Liberty and our rights come from God, and they're in us. And we'll talk about some of that stuff when we come back. Coach Joe Kennedy is with me. So excited to have him. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Coach Joe Kennedy. Coach, I'm so glad to have you with me, and I'm sure, well, I can't imagine, but I would have to believe that there is a huge sense of relief finally after almost 9 years.
Yeah. And, you know, it seemed almost anticlimactic because it's gone on for so long. You know, it was going to the district court, to the, Court of Appeals, Ninth Circuit, then it went to the Supreme Court. They kicked it back.
Right.
You know, it was a long, long fight. And it's just, we came to the final point where, you know, we didn't think Roe versus Wade was going to come out before, our case. We thought it was going to be, and I do say our case because this is your and mine and every American's case.
Amen.
You know, we thought it was going to come out before that. And, just on that Monday morning, it popped up. And from instantly from there, we had to go directly and tell the world about what it was, what it meant. And that's what we've been doing ever since. So I haven't had a chance to even step back onto the football field yet because the school district's still dragging their tail between their legs and, you know, just, oh, well, we got to figure out how this is going to work. And so, I mean, like you said, the fight is not over. It's just begun, but at least I know that I did nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with showing your faith, and that was the biggest relief of just knowing that I've been vindicated, saying, hey, there was nothing wrong. I did nothing in the bad. So,
right.
Boom.
Nothing
Let's
in bad, nothing
forward.
In bad faith. Everything was done, appropriately and in accordance with your constitutional rights.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we don't want to vilify the other side either. I loved how you shared, you know, these are guys I went to church with, guys that I knew, guys that I care about, guys that I'm in relationship with. It speaks to the church's view of how it's interacting with the world, which has a huge place in why we're in the mess that I believe, and I think you believe, that we are in today as a nation. It's why we have CRT in schools. You know, it's why we have the LGBTQ homosexual agenda in schools. It's why Islam is the fastest growing religion in America. In America, okay? Because the Christian church is sitting in its four square walls, not believing that Jesus Christ actually did what he said he did, and waiting for him to come back and do it again. It's almost like the Jews and the reason that the writer wrote the book of Hebrews.
The cool thing about, you know, the way I look at the Bible, it was written, you know, what, 2,000 years ago or whatever. And everybody looks at it as, oh, that's what happened then. Well, I think about like your testimony. I think about my fight. I think about all these other people, the baker, you know, that got fired for not, you know, standing up for his principles. I think about the Bible is being written every single day because we are the church. The church isn't something that is, like you said, it's not the four square walls and where people have to hide and that's the only place you can have it. We are the church. We're supposed to be out there living our faith and living in this world. God gave us this world and dominion over it. So why are we being cowards about it? I'm not afraid of fighting. Why? And it's not even a fight to me. It's so matter of fact that, hey, guess what? I love God. So what? You got a problem with it? Oh, well, just deal with it.
Right.
I just don't care if somebody has a problem with it.
Well, and the thing is, you know, we carry within us the kingdom of heaven. That's what Christ was pronunciating. He said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then he said, repent. And so we need to understand that we are ambassadors for Christ. And then Jesus prays in John 17, that those who come after, who believe on the words of the apostles, of the disciples, in other words, believe the gospel, believe what Paul has written, if you believe those things, then he prayed that the glory that he had would be given to us and rest in us. That's a pretty amazing thing to think about. And I think that the church fails to understand it. You and I were talking about this in the break, and I preached a sermon on this on Sunday, that one of the greatest lies that the church believes today is we're all sinners saved by grace. Now here, listen carefully, because semantics matter in this. We confess sinners first. Just like Alcoholics Anonymous at AA, you go to an AA meeting and you say, hi, my name is, and I would say, my name is Greg, and I'm an alcoholic. Even though I haven't touched a drop of liquor in 40 years, I'm still professing the same thing. Why? Because in AA, you don't have what you have in the church. In our church, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there is a transformation that takes place. Grace is an action word. Grace is actually a verb that encounters you. And one of the greatest definitions of that Greek word charis is that it's God exerting himself upon the soul of man and turning him to Christ. It is no longer your old nature that resides inside of you. The vision God gave me about this was, in understanding it, the analogy is like Wendy, right, who's up in the room, and Peter is dragging his shadow up and saying, sew this back on. That shadow represents the nature, and Paul writes clearly, this is who you were, and this is who you are now. And hands, not human, have circumcised. You have been crucified with Christ. Your old nature has died. And that's why we can walk on this earth right now without sin. Jesus didn't say, I conquered death and sin. He said, I conquered sin and death. And there's a reason that he put him in that order. If he conquered death and sin, then that would mean that we couldn't walk without sin until we're dead. He didn't say that. He said, I conquered sin on this side and death in the eternal. And so what do we have to pass through in order to overcome sin? We go through the cross. And at the cross, all sin is cut off from our members. All of it. Past, present, and future. Now, he writes to the Galatians and he says, does that mean now that I have a license to sin? God forbid. So it doesn't mean that I'm going to walk on the other side and whatever I do is okay. What it means is I've been given a new nature that doesn't walk in sin. My old man has sin issues, but he's dead. My new man, my new nature, doesn't have any sin issues. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. We need to understand that. The devil lies to us. He holds up a picture in front of us and he says, no, 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 no. This is who you are. And God smashes that mirror and holds up an image of Christ and he says, no, 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 no. This is who you are. This is who you are. Because if we're going to continue to have to struggle with sin in the here and in the now, then all we're doing is living in the Old Testament. And I'm not saying we need to understand the Old Testament, but all we're doing is living in it. Because what did the law do? the law revealed to us how bad we are, how sinful we are. That's what Paul tells us. The law was there to give us a guidance to know what was bad and what we shouldn't be doing in who we were at that time. Jesus said that I came and I fulfilled the law. I fulfilled it. I didn't do away with it. I fulfilled it. 1 John 5 says that if we love God, we will follow the commandments. It goes on even further to say that, Joe, if I love you, I will follow the commandments. That's how I show you I love you, because the commandments tell me how to interact with you, how to behave, how we should treat one another as brothers in Christ. That's what the commandment says. And then it says this unique thing, and it won't be egregious. Well, it was egregious for my old nature, because my old nature could not handle that. It was that struggle that Paul talks about, that which I wish to do, I don't do, and that which I wish not to do, that I do. But what does he say at the very end of that? He says, but through Jesus Christ. What does that mean? It means that I'm no longer that old man in that old nature. Remember that John tells us, Jesus in John chapter 3 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. But, here is the condemnation. We won't accept that. We choose evil. We choose sinful things. That's John 3, 17 through 21, which nobody wants to read. The light came into the world, but man chose darkness rather than the light. And so now we have been given the ability to accept that light, come to the cross, and literally be transformed. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Does Jesus sin?
Not that I remember.
And so if Christ lives in me, then that is the new nature that I have that gives me the ability. It's not arrogance on my part to say I can walk without sin. It's not my personal piety. It's Christ's robe on me and my old nature circumcised. That's the good news. That's really good news, man.
Man, it sounds like you should be a preacher. You know, I have a hard enough time, honestly, to, you know, love God and love others. That's what I've been working on since, you know, I found my relationship with God. And, you know, I feel kind of like you said with AA, every day, you know, I wake up, I try to love God and I try to love others. I'm on those two steps and I fail at those every day and I got to start over again tomorrow. Every single day, it's a constant struggle, especially loving others. I guess a Marine in me still is a little bit, bit of fire still there.
No, well, but here's the thing. We need to have fire against sin.
Yeah.
And we need to know the difference between the ones that are saying, I'm lost and I'm willing to listen, versus the ones that are saying, I've got a reprobate mind because I have renounced the Creator. I know the truth. I should know this. I should accept it, but I won't. We'll be back with that right after this.
My passion is the fight. My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Legal products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no talk is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, I am telling you, Jesus Christ, you know, there's only one apostle that was standing at the foot of the cross when Christ spoke his last words when he died. You had the three Marys and you had John. You mentioned about Peter. Peter wasn't there. He split.
Oh yeah.
Judas hung himself. So that's two, right? And then the other nine guys, they were hiding, man. We know that. They were all in hiding. So the only guy that was there that witnessed the actual last words of Jesus and what he actually said is John. That's it. And what does John write? John writes that Jesus said, "It is finished. I'm not going to come back and die again. I don't need to make another sacrifice." That's the whole book of Hebrews is predicated on the Jews, because let's face it, the first people that were saved were all Jews, not Gentiles, Jews. Paul doesn't go and preach to the Gentiles till after Peter's broken that barrier, and that barrier gets broken in Acts chapter 10 when it's Cornelius, right? And he goes to the house of Cornelius because Peter's up on the roof and he's having a vision, and all of a sudden he sees all this shellfish and all this stuff, and God says, eat this. And Peter's going, I can't eat any of that. And God says, you'll eat what I tell you to eat, and what I call holy is now holy. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's hard to go against being programmed. You see it every day in every way, shape, and form, my friend. Like we were talking on the break, that's where we should be erring. Because boy, we have some great conversations there. We have been programmed for so long that we cannot realize what is right, what is wrong, what our constitutional rights are as Americans. It's so backwards now that we need to start teaching our younger kids. We need to pay attention to everything that's going on, not just in the church and hiding in there. We need to be out there in the public square proclaiming who we are, what we're about, and what everybody's rights are, so everybody understands what they are, so we can freely exercise them. It's not like we're getting our rights back. We've always had them. We just have so long been programmed to think that we don't have these rights anymore. Well, guess what? We always have and we always will. At least as long as I'm breathing, I'm going to be fighting for them.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I've been talking about this for months now, Joe. There's a difference, well, for almost a year now, but there's a difference. John Locke's idea, which is what a lot of people embrace, was the same in this sense, that these were things I'm holding in my hand, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that God handed to us. Now, I want you to catch this, because this is so important. They're not. Here's what they are. We were created in the image of God. Life was breathed into us. The Spirit of the Lord was breathed into us. Liberty was breathed into us because Christ purchased it. That's why we choose King Jesus over King George, because liberty is something that it's who I am. My flesh and blood, your flesh and blood. We took an oath, you and me, to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Amen.
We did that because we understood that the Constitution was divinely inspired and men recognized and did away with 1 Samuel 8 and 9. We were no longer going to be under a king. We were going to claim our sovereignty under God and under God directly. And our government was going to represent the will of the people in a constitutional republic. And it's worth dying for, because it is literally who I am. I am life, liberty, and one who pursues abundance purchased for me on the cross.
Amen. Very well said. Very well said. And that's why I'm glad that you have this show and we stay in contact. And, you know, the greatest thing about all of this is that it's really taught me who I am with God. If I didn't have God in my corner and relying on him, I think Denise and I, we would have gotten divorced. I would have lost my kids, not just my job. I would have lost my love of my life. I could have lost literally everything, and I have not lost anything. You know, I went through some troubled times and some inconvenience and some pain and a little bit of suffering. But guess what? I didn't lose anything. I found out who I am. I know where I stand with God. I know the power that he has, and that's why I'm going around all of America now, and I'm telling everybody that I can that, hey, this is the way that life is supposed to be lived.
Amen.
Not the way that we've been programmed. Let's deprogram everybody, and let's go back to, hey, guess what? Everybody's been created equal. I think God created us in his image or something. I think that's biblical. So I don't think he makes mistakes. Make mistakes, but I don't think he does.
And we're gonna run out of time here, but I can just confirm this too, because I've talked with you and Denise during this whole time, stayed in contact with both of you. And I can tell you folks, this couple understood that where their source was, who their source was God through Jesus Christ. And if they didn't know that, everything Joe just said, that is what exactly would have befell them. But they knew who they belonged to, and they knew who it was that held them together. And it wasn't just their love for one another. It was their love for God, their trust in Jesus Christ. That's what got them through this storm. And it will get you through whatever storm you're facing today. Count on it. Joe, God Amen. Bless you, man. Thanks for being with me today. God bless you. God bless Denise. God bless the Kennedy household. And I look forward to having you back on again.
Yeah, hey, look me up on Coach Kennedy, CoachJoeKennedy.com, and we'll be able to continue that way too, buddy.
Hey, CoachJoeKennedy.com, folks, please get that out there, share that, CoachJoeKennedy.com. I'll be back, hour number two coming up right after this.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a defense department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I've just got a I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.